You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. We've got a great episode for you today, but we do have some sad news. We lost Jared, and he's not going to be joining us this week on the episode of Help, I Suck at Dating. He's lost. I have no idea where he is. He's probably on a plane somewhere, actually. I don't really know. But we do have a great replacement. We've got Kiera Norman joining us. You know her from Peter Weber's season, if I remember correctly.
That's right. That's
nice.
Right.
Welcome to the podcast. We're happy to have you in lieu of Jared today. Kiera, what's going on? How have you been? Because we haven't seen you on our TVs in like 4 years. No, like 3 years now.
Basically, I mean, it feels like it's been that long, but life's been good. It's been kind of all over the place. I was literally tracking just like the past year, and I went to like 11 different places just in the year of 2022. So there's been a lot of just traveling, working. Me and my boyfriend just moved in together in August.
Oh.
So a lot of new things, but I mean, it's been great. It's been hard, like seeing your friends like on Paradise. It's hard to watch your friends and be like, oh, I miss that. But at the same time, I'm so happy where I'm at. But it's, you know, it's different when you see your friends on the show versus being there again.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's start from the top of that. So you said you went to 11 places last year. What places? Let's go through them real quick.
Okay. So we went to Chicago. We went to Knoxville. We went to Cancun. We went to Cabo, Alice Beach, North Carolina. Alice Beach. It's in Florida.
Yeah.
So, you know, right near Seaside. And then that's seven. Okay. I'm losing. Forgetting them.
You don't need to hit all 11. The first seven sound great, in my opinion.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot. Oh, went to Phoenix for Scottsdale and then Phoenix for both bachelorettes. So
nice. And hopefully you're racking up the frequent flyer miles.
Oh, absolutely. Have to.
Nice. Okay, cool. So you went to 11 places. You and your boyfriend moved in together. Congratulations. Let's hear more about that, because we obviously, the name of the podcast, Help, I Suck at Dating. I suck at dating. My long-suffering fiance can attest to that. Jared's long-suffering wife can attest to that as well. Do you suck at dating? Obviously, I'm gonna err on the side of probably not, because you're moving in with your boyfriend.
I mean, I thought I sucked at dating for a really long time, and I always told myself, I'm like, no, I'm not a relationship person. And then I look back at my history, and I'm like, you might be a relationship person after all.
Why is that?
So I dated my freshman year of college and then broke up, got in another relationship with like my best friend of college, which is a whole different scenario on its own. We started dating. We broke up my like fourth year of college. I stayed in college for 5.5 years because I took a semester off also.
Nice.
You know, I was racking in those loans. I took my last semester off to actually be on The Bachelor. So that added some time, but I had broken up, went on The Bachelor, then came back. Obviously, The Bachelor didn't work out, and then got in a relationship. So I'm like, even though I say I'm not, clearly I am.
Okay. Okay, great. So I got to go back and run through some of these real quick. So you were on The Bachelor while you were still in college?
Yes.
That's got to be one of the first of that experience, right? Like, I feel like everyone is either just out of college or didn't go to college, but you literally were in college, took a semester off, went on The Bachelor, went back to college and finished it.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It was crazy because I didn't even watch the show before I went on. I think I watched Y'all in Paradise that one season, and that's because all my sorority sisters were like obsessed with the show. So I was like, you know, like, what's the hype? Let me watch Paradise. And then I saw y'all. I was like, oh, cute, like fun, awesome. Stopped dating the guy I was dating. And one of my friends randomly posted like on Snapchat that they applied for The Bachelor. And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to apply for shits and giggles. I'm not expecting anything out of this. I went, applied myself. And then like the next week got a call. I'm like sitting at Mexican having Mars with my friends. And I get a call and she's like, hey, it's so-and-so from The Bachelor. Wanted to see if you were interested in like moving forward. And I'm like, I tipsy from these Margs, like, what's going on? There's no way this is actually a producer. So I like asked my friend and she's like, no, I mean, it sounds legit. We literally go as far as looking her up on LinkedIn to make sure that she was an actual producer. And it just kind of skyrocketed from there. Everything happened so fast after that, it seems. So went on the show, then came back, went back to college, like on campus. And that was just like, I was like, okay, well, I can no longer wear like no makeup and a giant t-shirt to campus because people are looking at me and talking to me. Like, I saw you on TV last night. And like, it was just very different to go from being on campus and just like hanging out to everyone's eyes watching you, your producers, but your teachers and professors being like, hey, great assignment. Also wanted to let you know, like, I'm a fan of The Bachelor. I was like, oh, this could be in my favor or not at all.
Well, yeah, so that was my question. Was it in your favor or do you think it works against you at all?
I think it was definitely in my favor. Like afterwards, one of my professors was like, I'm doing like a class and I wanted to know if you'd come like talk basically about like your experience. And I was like, well, technically, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that yet. But when the time comes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's what I'm saying. That's got to be one of the most unique experiences to go back to college at the college you already were attending and finish your final semester. And what school was it?
It was Kennesaw State here in Georgia. So it's like a smaller version of basically the big one, UGA. Hey, Kaylin. Yeah.
Go Dogs. Kara says hi. She just waved. I don't think she thinks you can hear her. She's like stressed out right now. We have an engagement party on during this weekend, and my sister is staying in our apartment here in LA, and she like wants to make sure it's spotless, even though my sister is dirtier than I am, in like a good way, not like, you know, she doesn't care what it looks like, and yet Kaylin thinks it needs to be the most spotless apartment ever.
I'm her in the situation. I can't lie. I'm like, everything needs to just be put away, even if it's just like the maintenance man coming. Everything just needs to be together.
Oh, that's exactly how she is. She's like, oh, we have the gardener coming over. We have to clean the house. I'm like, the gardener's not even coming in the house. Why do we have to clean it for the gardener?
It's just like an internal thing. It makes everything better.
I guess I appreciate it. It's just weird because it's my sister that's staying in our apartment and I'm excited for her stay, but it's like Kaylin is the one that's freaking out about my sister staying in the apartment where I grew up with this person. So I'm like, she doesn't need the apartment to be spotless, but here we are. Kennesaw State. Okay, gotcha. So that's a smaller school than Georgia. Obviously, Georgia just won the national championship. Go Dogs.
Yes.
Are you a Dogs fan or are you just
absolutely.
You are, so you're freaking out.
I think I would be disowned from my boyfriend and the state of Georgia if I was not a Dogs fan. Also, I'm like, as many times as I went to Georgia while I was supposed to be at Kennesaw to just like hang out and have a good time, I basically feel like I went to Georgia at this point.
How far are the two?
It's probably about an hour and a half.
Okay, so not too bad.
No, not too bad at all.
Like, did you guys go to UGA for parties ever?
Absolutely. I mean, well, you have to have like a friend or somebody you know going there because otherwise there's no way to like party or hang out and then go back home. Because like when you go to Georgia, it's like a whole experience. Like you have to stay for the whole thing. So I always had friends who were going to school there. So it was nice because they'd always be like, just come on down. And I'm like, I'm getting in the car right now. Sweetness.
Yeah. That's kind of how it was for my experience too. I went to University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, and like the small campus. And then there's University of Colorado Boulder and then Colorado State in Fort Collins. And they partied way harder than we did. So we'd have to drive an hour up to their campus, party hard all weekend, but stay there all weekend and then like drive down on Sunday or something like that, you know?
Absolutely. Fully get that.
Yeah. And one of my best friends is a Bulldogs fan too. So he was losing his mind on Monday night. What a game. They won by like 50 points. It was like boring at that point.
I know. Like, I'm like, was it even a game? Because there was like nothing really going on. It was just like automatic win.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate to say that for them, but I mean, it was.
Back to back champs. Congratulations. I'm happy for you guys. We're kind of getting off topic here, but I went to the University of Georgia versus, I think it was Texas A&M Rose Bowl game, like 4 years ago in LA, and it was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had, because that one went to like triple overtime and the Dogs won, and it was great. Okay, so let's go to your boyfriend now. How did you and your boyfriend meet?
So ironically, my boyfriend and I met a week before I left for the show. Like while I was out celebrating that I was about to go do this, we met through a mutual friend, and it was just like a quick nice to meet you, whatever. Went with my friends, kept like hanging out the rest of the night. And then he sent me a message on Instagram that night and was like, it was so nice to meet you. Obviously, knowing that I was about to go on the show, I read it and just ghosted him, like did not respond. And our mutual friend was like, hey, we're going out again. And this was 2 days before I was supposed to leave. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to see this kid again. I should probably respond to him. So I was like, nice to see you too. Like, I'm sure we'll see each other again. So I go out that night. We just like hang out. And my friend was like, your boyfriend's looking for you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no boyfriend. Like, let's not even get that rumor started. And so I go up to him and I'm like, apparently you're my boyfriend. You're looking for me. And we just hung out, talked the rest of the night. I went home. We texted that whole next day. And I said, hey, I can't tell you where I'm going or for how long, but I just want you to know, like, upfront, that's the gist of it. And I don't really think it clicked to him what I meant when I said that. But, you know, after that, you fall off the face of the planet. Like, you have no phone, no social media. Everything's just donezo. So Everything came out that next day. And when I came back, he was like, truthfully, I never thought I was going to hear from you, because the next day your face was everywhere and I knew where you were. And I was like, I'm never going to hear from this girl again. But sure enough, I came back and I hit him up.
Very nice. I'm sure he was very happy to see that you didn't make it to the very end, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy, reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's got to be stressful for him and for you. Like, you go on the show and, like you said, you kind of like lose all contact with the outside world. You just met this guy that you kind of like. And while you're filming the show, there's like so much downtime where all you can do is think about things. And I'm not going to speak for you or anything, but I could imagine it being difficult where you're like, I kind of like this guy that I just met more than this bachelor that I'm supposed to be dating and like falling in love with. Just because like you have more time to think about him than you do the bachelor. For whatever reason, it's just kind of how it works out. So I'm glad that it worked out for you guys in the end. You know, like it would have been fun to win the Bachelor, quote unquote. But like you are now dating this guy because you guys have been must be together for like a couple years now, right?
Yeah, we've been together 3 years as of November 10th. So we're going on 4 years, which is wild.
Nice. And you guys just moved in together.
Yes, we just moved in August.
That's great. You take your time. Make sure it's right.
It's been an adjustment because I grew up with like mostly just girls around. So now like living with a boy who's my boyfriend, and also in college, like I lived with girls, but never just a guy. So I'm like, this is such an adjustment, but it's also fun because it's like you're with your person every single night. Like you get to watch a movie. We've been watching Yellowstone. That's been our thing lately. But it's like he comes home from work and I'm like at home. And I'm just like, let's just hang out. Like sometimes we're like no phones because we're both just like on it. And I'm like, let's just one-on-one hang out. So the past year was so busy. Like we were on go, 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 go mode because there was always something like either his friends were getting married or my friends were getting married, or like I was traveling for work or he was traveling for work. So I think that's also where a lot of that travel came into play. So to be able to just like almost like settle for a second and be in our own space is just like the best feeling ever.
Do you have any gripes living with him, or not just him, but just like living with your boyfriend, like anything that you like don't love about it?
I would probably say he leaves his like dirty clothes right outside the dirty clothes hamper, and the hamper is like right there. And I'm like, it's just one more step, just one more step. But other than that, he's, also he likes to leave the dishes in the dish sink without like rinsing them off. And I'm like, just rinse it off and put it in the dishwasher. It's like the little things. There's nothing like crazy, but it's like those little things.
Both of those things I am extremely guilty of. Actually, so on this podcast, maybe like back in September, Kaylin was like co-hosting with Jared and me, and Jared asked Kaylin what her biggest pet peeve of mine was around the house, and she said that sometimes I leave the toilet seat up, which blew my mind. I was so frustrated because I always consciously put the toilet seat back down. Like I always make sure I do it every single time. And like over 3 years, maybe I left it up like once or twice. And she said that I do it all the time, and I got so upset. And so I started not doing it, or like I wouldn't pick the toilet seat up just to like kind of show her what it would be like if I wasn't doing it.
Oh,
and
no.
she's been losing her mind. She's like, you pee on the toilet seat sometimes, you forget to put it back down. And I'm like, yeah, this is what happens when you don't recognize all of the hard work I'm putting into this relationship by putting the toilet seat up and down. Does he ever do anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, Babe, the toilet seat, yeah, that gets me because I'm like, there's literally like the pee on it. That just grosses me out as a whole. I'm like, I don't even want to see it. Just flip it down. So I get her on that. But then he'll do things like, if I tell him, you're doing good, thanks for putting your shoes away, or thanks for doing this, then he'll keep doing it. He's like a words of affirmation kind of guy. So it's been working out, but I get her.
That's good. Does he ever like, so another Kaylin's thing is she'll like want to watch a movie, and every night we struggle to watch a movie. And so I'll like be busy doing something, and she's like, let's go watch a movie. And I'm like, well, are we going to watch a movie, or are we just going to watch Harry Potter for the 25th time? Because if we're going to do that, I'd rather just finish the job that I'm, or, you know, like the task I'm working on right now. But yeah. I don't know. It's so weird how.
Problem.
Yeah. It's just so weird how like your daily troubles in a relationship when you're not living together are so much different than when they are living together.
Absolutely. It's like, who would have even thought we would have these little issues when we were not living together?
And they're so meaningless and harmless, but for some reason they feel like, you know.
And I'm like, I don't want to be mean and like tell you this for the 1,000th time and get mad at you, but also can you just do it, please?
Yeah, exactly. So you guys have been together 3 years, just moved in together. I know it's early and you might not even want to think about it, but do you ever see any engagement in the future or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. I feel that's okay. Also a thing. With all the weddings we've gone to, so everyone's like, when are you getting married? Like, when's all this happening? And I'm like, we would love for it to happen tomorrow. But realistically, like, weddings are very expensive. Rings are very expensive. He just got a new job like a year and a half ago. Loves his job. But it's like, we're also just getting settled in our place. And that's a whole thing in itself. So there's just like a lot of things that have been happening. And we're like, we just want to settle like in our spot for just like a couple months. But we have talked about that multiple times. And he's like, within the next year, like year and a half, it'll happen. And I'm like, okay, because if we hit that 5-year mark and there's nothing happening, we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you guys have communicated about it and you kind of know what each other expects. I think that's really important.
Yeah. I'm like, so I would like a gold band with either an oval or an emerald diamond, you know, maybe a little 2-carat action.
Yeah. So I lost Kaylin's engagement ring before I proposed to her. And now we're discussing what I'm going to replace it with. Cause I had like a temporary replacement, but now I'm like in the process of getting like the full-time replacement. And yeah. she was telling me like the carat size, and I was trying to talk her down in size because not because it's expensive to like buy obviously a larger carat ring, but also I just think like a 2-carat ring is exactly what I was trying to convince her to be interested in, because I just think it fits on a hand so much better. Like a 5-carat ring, it just looks so out of place on a hand, you know?
Yes. I mean, like we have been, or like recently I've been celebrating like two of my best friends, Sydney and Maddie, both getting married. And both of them just have like these giant rocks on their finger. And I'm like, I feel like that would swallow my hand. Like they're drop dead gorgeous. And I'm obsessed with them. But I'm like, that would absolutely swallow my hand, I think.
Yeah. I wish Kaylin would agree to that, because she's like, no, I want what I want. I'm the one wearing it. And I was like, yes, I agree with you and you're making sense. But I just want you to see like maybe the more practical side of it. A 2-carat or a 3-carat you could wear every day. It's not really like going to get in your way. But a 5-carat ring, like it's like you said, it swallows your hand. It kind of like takes over the hand, but I don't know. And then especially like you travel a lot and she travels a lot. And I just like a big gaudy ring just kind of makes you more of a target in a lot of ways.
No, absolutely. Especially like we live in Atlanta and we would live in like the city. So even going to the grocery store sometimes, I'm like, I don't even want to go without him sometimes because there's just so much going on. That I would be almost like nervous to walk out with this giant rock on my finger or be traveling. Cause sometimes I travel alone a good bit of the time. So I don't want to be in the airport or somewhere and held at gunpoint or anything, God forbid. But when you have a ring like that and people just don't care these days, it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's absolutely scary. And she's the same way. She's like worried about that stuff when she's alone too. And I don't know, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what we want as men. It matters what you guys want because you're the ones wearing it all the time.
Good answer. I always tell them, you know, what's funny too, is before I was like, maybe like three-ish carats. And Cody's always just been like, whatever you want, you're going to get. And at first he was at the beginning, like, oh, that's kind of a lot. But then like explaining, I'm like, I don't care if we have a giant wedding or we don't have a wedding. I just want that because that's going to be on my finger for the rest of my life. And I want to love it and like feel confident wearing that. And that sounds so shallow to say, but it's like, mm-hmm. I want to wear it and be like, wow, that's beautiful. I love this, you know?
Yeah, it's not shallow to say though. I don't think you should think of it that way. It is like, it is what you want what you want, you know, and it is what it is, I guess. So,
Thank you. I'm like, no, you would be surprised. Some people are like, oh, that's a little much, don't you think? And I'm like, actually, I don't think it is a lot. I guess standards are different, but it's what I want. So.
Yeah, exactly. And take it from me too. Weddings are very expensive as we are in the planning phase right now. And Kayla and I just had a conversation about it yesterday. I am like, I'm really stressed about everything, not so much because like the wedding, the planning of it itself, but like the price tag of it just keeps going up and up and up. And I'm like a guy that already stresses about money as it is. And now we have to have this added large expense. It's kind of scary. It's very, very scary. So definitely, I definitely recommend take your time, you know, make sure everything is exactly how you want it to be. And Jared, if he was on this podcast, he would be saying like, don't worry about money. Spend whatever you have to spend. Just make it like it's a one day celebration. Just make sure it's exactly how you want it. And in my head, I'm like, that's kind of my issue with it. It's a one day celebration and it's going to cost so much money. And I wish we could apply that money somewhere else that would build our future a little bit more better than a one day experience. But it will be nice to like have those memories and do all those things. I don't know.
I completely agree with you because I'm like, it's literally for one night when that could be going towards like a down payment of a home or something like that. But it is for one night for the rest of your life. And like, this is a video and like, these are pictures that you're going to want to show your kids and for the rest of your life. So I see both sides, which is what makes it really, really hard. But I have a question for you as far as the wedding planning.
Please.
What has been one of those things where you're like, this is so expensive for absolutely no reason. I don't want to spend the money, but I'm going to spend the money on it.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh. Well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. a lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we got quoted, a photographer quoted us $55,000 for wedding photography. And that's like with that, because we, Kayla and I both love photography. And in our heads, all we were thinking about, like, how is this $55,000 photographer that much better than this $10,000 photographer or $5,000 photographer? Of course, they're going to be better in certain ways. But like, are they going to be that much better? I don't know if that's really going to be worth it, you know?
Right.
And everything. And Kaylin is so aware of it all, too. She's like, I know you put the word wedding on it and everything gets increased by price like 3 or 4 times. And so in my head, I'm like, well, OK, let's kind of work the system a little bit. Let's go to Baskin Robbins, get like a huge ice cream cake. Tell them it's for a birthday, not for a wedding. We'll save $4,000 on the cake alone. And she's like not super game with that, though. She like wants to pay the inflated prices on them because she knows that the wedding, like, I don't know, the wedding market or something is like really important to her. And so she wants to kind of like do it the right way. But we are super fortunate. We're getting a lot of stuff discounted or like for trade for, you know, social media and stuff. Absolutely. So we're definitely getting lucky in that sense, but it's adding up so, so quick.
I'm so excited for you guys. Like, I can't wait to see. I feel like you guys were like the first bachelor couple that I watched before even going on the show or knowing anything. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for y'all.
Oh, that's so sweet. I've got a question for you. So you didn't watch the show very much before going on it. I'm the same way. Did you ever like feel like you were out of place when you were filming because you were like aware, but not as aware to the process as like a lot of the other people?
100%. Like majority of the time I felt like, what am I doing here? Like, was it the right decision coming here? I feel like so many people like knew how to like turn it on, but also a lot of the girls on my season were pageant girls. So they've had like experience and they know that versus me, like I'm in college. I'm just your average girl, like normal girl who just went for it. And here she is now. So it was very hard for me, especially because I don't like to argue. I don't like to fight. Like I'm very a go with the flow person, but I'm not going to be pushed around at the same time. So they always wanted like TV, they wanted a scene. And I'm like, that is not me. And so people would also say afterwards, like, we didn't see a lot of you after like the first night or like the pillow fight. And I was like, that's because if you know me, you know, I'm not a drama person at all. So seeing the other girls kind of like turn that on when it was time to turn it on, I'm like, how are you doing that? Like, or I'd be in my head, I'd be like, why are you doing that? But then when I would watch the show back and all the pieces would add up, like, okay, this is what they did on previous seasons to get screen time and all this stuff. I was like, that makes sense. But, you know, I didn't know that, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, I personally don't like that. Like where you have to turn it on for the cameras and you know you're doing it because you want more screen time. Like that's something that I would see like a guy doing and immediately dislike that person because they're not doing anything authentically. They're doing it because they want to be more on TV more, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, everyone's like, we didn't see you that much. And I'm like, that's because I'm not going to turn it on. Like I am who I am. And that was also hard work because people were like, we want to get to know you more. Like we want to see more of you. And I'm like, I can't go on Paradise now, but I mean, I can post on social media and like, I'm starting to post more on YouTube and do stuff like that. But it's hard because it's literally like, if you're not single in Bachelor world necessarily, or you're not dating someone from the Bachelor franchise, it's just a little more tricky.
Yeah, that's true. As someone who has done both, I feel like the most challenging part for someone like you, I mean, now it's obviously not so much of an issue because you guys have been together for so long, but like at first dating someone, especially that wasn't on the show, it's like, well, how do I like introduce this person to the world and all that kind of stuff, you know? It's like, and do they want that? And there's like a lot more of a navigation process, I feel like, for that.
That was a whole thing too. It's like we had dated 6 months before I even like posted him on Instagram or anything. And it got to the point where he subconsciously was like, are you embarrassed? Do you not want to be with me? And I was like,
yeah,
it's not that at all. It's just like, this world is so fresh to me. And then to like quickly be dating somebody and like knowing things that they've said to me about random things, I don't want them doing that to you either. Mm-hmm. And then even just like going on trips, it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
But then I want experience. Really happy when I finally posted him, and the world was too. So I was like, thank you.
Yeah. And it's all because you waited and took your time.
But then there's people who are like, why aren't you dating? Or we really wanted to see you on Paradise. And I'm like, well, great. Thanks for being so happy for me, guys.
But it's like they want to see you on Paradise because they want to see you in a relationship. And yet here you are in a relationship. It's like that's what they should want for you, you know?
Yes. I'm like, hey, if I could bring him to Paradise with me and not have to date or kiss anyone but him, I would be on my way. Don't you worry.
Yeah. I had an experience well before I met Kaylin, where I was like dating someone, but it wasn't very serious. And they started to get kind of angry at me because I wasn't like posting them on my social media. And I was like, well, like, I want to make sure this is something like that I want to really take seriously in the future before I start doing that, because of like the implications that it kind of comes with, you know?
Exactly. Absolutely. It's just, so true.
It's hard to explain, especially like when they're living it and they're just like, well, why? Like, you know, I don't know, but all right, I've got a couple more questions before we say goodbye for this episode. So I looked you up on bachelor.com, and I wanted to see if these things are still true. Okay. Is your biggest fear still being trapped on the top of a roller coaster?
Absolutely not. The fact that we're going over these questions, just like you know, when you answer these questions and you're just like putting whatever and you're like, yeah, I mean, that's, yeah. And then when they play it like with who you are, I'm like, oh my gosh, why did I answer some of these things this way? Because no, like my biggest fear now would be like snakes. Snakes have always been one of my biggest fears. I'm terrified of snakes. I don't want to see a snake. I don't want to touch a snake, nothing. Uh-huh. And I put top of a roller coaster. Like, what was I had been sitting in that hotel room for way too long. That's what that was.
And that pamphlet is like 60 pages. And you're just like, like you're saying, just answering first thing that pops in your head. Okay, well, I got two more for you. Are you still extremely turned off by men who grind their teeth?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So your boyfriend hopefully doesn't grind his teeth.
He does not, but he does snore. And I'm like, we're going to have to get a sound machine for that when we get older.
Yeah. Kaylin's got a sound machine. I only snore after I have a couple drinks, but I could imagine it being annoying for her. I feel bad sometimes.
And like his parents his parents snore. And so he's like, I don't snore. And I'm like, no, you snore, buddy. You definitely do.
It's always the people that don't think they snore that snore the worst. We just went, Kaylin and I just went to Aspen for New Year's, and we shared a room with one of our good friends. They're also a couple. And as we were like going to bed the first night, I was like, I hope you guys don't snore. Ha ha ha. And they're like, oh, us, don't be worried about us. We should be worried about you. Literally 5 minutes after I said that, both of them were snoring as loud as I possibly could imagine. It was.
Did you get any sleep at all?
No. But eventually what Kaylin and I just started doing was we slept with our headphones in and just like listened to waves crashing. Basically.
There you go. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. All right. Last one. You say you will pick napping over almost any activity. Is that still true?
That is not true. I do love a good nap, but I think I would probably choose traveling over anything else.
You want to know what's great though? Taking a nice nap after traveling all day.
Yes. And a nice nap when you get back to like your own place after traveling. Amazing.
It's the best. All right. I want to read mine actually, because you've got me curious about what mine could be.
Yes. Now I want to know yours. Let's hear it.
Oh, mine. We actually had a lot more questions and answers, I guess, back when my season first aired.
What does it say?
No, they're not bad. It is just funny because I wrote these when I was 25. I'm 31 now, so it's just funny to look. It's like, do you prefer a woman who wants to be pursued or a woman who pursues you? And I said, a woman who demands to be pursued. Nothing good comes easy. And I'm like, gosh, I'm such a douche. I love it when my date is able to keep me laughing all night. It's so funny to answer these. Like,
I know.
Like, that pamphlet is so ridiculous, you know?
It is. You're like, of all the questions, like, why do you ask these? They're like average, but you don't think about it. You're just like, whatever. Yeah, this is it.
And then they publish it and you're like, did I really write that? Yes. That's the weirdest thing I could have possibly said.
People got on me for like my random questions too. And I'm just like, I didn't know they were going to share that with the world. Like, I didn't know it was going to be this big of a deal. Okay.
That, especially both of us, because I feel like we didn't know that they did like bios of people. And no. So I personally thought they were just like trying to size me up as a potential contestant, not that they were going to like publish any of that stuff.
Same.
Yeah. That's funny. They bamboozled us hard. All right. Well, Kira, thank you so much for joining us in Jared's stead this week. We really appreciate it. We hope nothing but the best for you and Cody. We hope you have a beautiful engagement on the way. Like you said, you got 5 years is kind of the benchmark. So we got a couple years left. But sounds like you guys are moving in the right direction. So that's great to hear. And we look forward to following along and seeing what happens next for you.
Thank you, Dean. You are amazing. I love y'all's story, obviously. I'm so glad that I got to talk to you today. Sorry, Jared. I wish you were here, but I'm glad I got to talk to you and see that you understand me on the page of like being so fresh in the bachelor world once upon a time. And yeah. It's an experience to say the least. So I'm glad we got to chat today.
It's fun. It's a fun experience. If you're listening out there and you're thinking about taking the plunge, I say go for it. Would you ever like suggest someone go on the show?
Absolutely. I get messages all the time now just from like people either I went to school with or just random people asking, hey, I'm thinking about applying. Like, do you have any suggestions or do you suggest it? I'm like, go for it, because it completely changed my life. It gave me some of my best friends. Like, it gave me a new outlook on life and myself that I didn't even know I needed, especially being what I was 23. So I say,
yeah,
go for it. You don't realize how crazy it is to not have your phone until you are in a place where it's not allowed and you really have to like internally think about a lot of things.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but you seem like an extrovert that is willing to put other people before you often. Is that true?
This is true.
This is true. So
I'm like an extroverted introvert.
Okay. So I'm thinking about, because I've had guys approach me and they're like, hey, I'm interviewing to be on the show. Can you give me any advice? And they'll like text me, and 9 times out of 10, I just completely ghost them, because I don't know, something about like the interaction. I don't really want to be part of it. I get like anxious and all that stuff. I could see you really like putting your all into helping a friend get on the show. So I think they probably appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, because we're going to keep Kira around for our caller segment. But thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you on Thursday.
See you Thursday.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.